John Boehner says the GOP would be willing to extend the government budget for 6 more weeks, but in exchange for that, he wants negotiations on making modest changes to Obamacare and cuts to federal program funding. The White House says President Obama is open to accepting Boehner's proposal, but that the president will not offer concessions during talks with the GOP. Gallup poll shows that the Republican Party's approval is at 28%, a record low. Today is the 10th day since the government shutdown began, and people are starting to point fingers.
10 days?
10天.
10天.
10 días.
10日夜晚.
Aujourd'hui est la 10.
I went around on the USC campus to hear how students feel, and the responses were far from diplomatic.
Both sides obviously have like things they're trying to get pushed. It's bad that the Republicans felt like because they couldn't accept that this law had become law, like they try to defund it through underhandedly shutting down the government, which is kind of un-American if you think about it, because we have this system in place. The president signed it, Congress already voted on it, and the Supreme Court said it was a constitutional. So you're using your power to defund this budget.
That was sophomore Christopher Wyatt. He points to the Republicans and their goal to repeal Obamacare as the main cause of the shutdown. Others, like sophomore Allison Toe, say the Republicans were in the right.
I think that this is all the Democrats' fault. Like, the Republican elected officials were chosen to represent what the American people wanted, and the Democrats are just preventing that from happening.
While some individuals are taking sides, others, like graduate student Samantha Jones, believe that both parties are at fault.
Both sides are kind of at fault at this point, since it's been about 10 days. I think they just need to work something out.
I think the government shutdown, I think it's everybody's fault, really. Both the Democrats, the Republicans, and the president, too. They just refuse to come to any sort of agreement with anything. I realize that compromises need to be made, and you have to stand for what you believe in. But at the same time, you still need to make compromises. You still need to come to some sort of agreement to get something done.
That was senior Daniel Matthews. With the shutdown in progress and the debt ceiling debate looming, there seems to be no real end in sight. Jacob Ellenhorn, Annenberg Radio News.